Every single one of you listening has a finite amount of bandwidth. And so my intentionality with my coaching and when I build systems in place is to say, here is a target, here is a bullseye that when we hit in the bullseye, we get good quality results.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder, pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the Millennial Dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. Super pumped to be with you today. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are, doing your thing. Middle of the week here for me when I'm recording this. Week's going pretty good, so thanks for asking. Yeah, it's been good. Hey, today what I'm going to talk about is the devil is literally in the details. Like literally the devil. The details are the devil, is maybe what I should say. That's my hot take of the day. The devil's not in the details. The details are the devil. But we'll get into that a lot. But before we do that, hey, just remember, Three Dentists is a great educational place, and they sponsor this podcast because it's what I do, and this podcast has to get paid for, so might as well sponsor it a little bit. So anyways, what that means is that you should come check us out for implant training. Look, that's what I think we do really well, live patient training. You as the dentist get to come into Raleigh, North Carolina and place implants on real patients that are great people, firefighters, police officers, teachers, just good people. Never placed an implant. We got a course for you. Placing lots of implants. Want to level up your bone grafting skills, GBR, sinus lifts, the whole nine yards, immediates. We do that. We have a course for that. And then, of course, our full arch course, which I think is one of our flagship, completely digital workflow on that sort of thing. So check us out for implant training if you haven't already. And tell a friend. It'd be great. Tell a friend.
Okay. So, you know, this whole, like, it's funny. I had to look up the saying because you hear the saying, like, the devil's in the details. And it says, AI Google, which is now, like, everything's AI now, says, it's an idiom that means something may seem simple, but the details are more complicated and could cause problems. And so obviously that the idea is that when you overlook details, that it could cause problems. And, you know, I started thinking about this. This came up because ironically, what I see a lot in dentistry is that because dentists are so wired for details, meaning like the engineering mindset is so detailed that we actually get trapped, like the details of the devil actually trap us from actually making a lot of progress in different areas of the way we practice. This could be hiring and firing. This could be which bonding agent to use. This could be which material to use. This could be how I prep the tooth. Ultimately, like this, it's like this paralysis by analysis effect that takes place, and I think it can be very problematic. And what I'm not advocating here is that like we should never pay attention to details. It comes from a perspective of that the majority of us lean too heavy on details. And on one hand, I get that it's what's made you successful. And when you say, well, you have to care about details. We're talking about margins and you know, microns and all these things. And I feel like this episode could get twisted in some ways of people being like, oh, you're trying to just make it too simple. But I think that's part of the challenge that we have. So let me give you an example. So I'm walking downstairs yesterday and I walked past one of the operatories and one of my associates, Dr. Sarah, is doing a couple crowns. And I just noticed that she had on her CEREC scan that she had only scanned a quadrant for two crowns. So like she's prepping, I think it was 14 to 15. And then she's only scanned up to like maybe nine, like probably just 10, part of nine have been scanned. So, you know, I'm looking at this and like, why are you just scanning like to nine? Like, you know, it doesn't take any much longer to scan at least over to 11. And frankly speaking, I'm a big believer that we should just scan every arch at a time. And she goes, well, your dad told me to. Hey, look, I give my dad a hard time on this. And we're actually, I think this is something that we're going to be doing pretty soon is having dad on for at least one segment a month, just because he's got some wisdom that I think I want him to share with everybody. And I want him to start a podcast. So I think it's a good way for him to enter into that. But anywho, I digress. It was funny because he was like, well, your dad told me to do it. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, when he came back from COIS, he had told me that like, this is more accurate. So this is how I needed to do it. And it got me thinking, okay, is it more accurate? Is it more accurate at a level that actually matters? Like, what problem are we actually trying to solve here? Like, did we have issues with our Sarah Crowns fitting for the last 15 years? Do we have an issue with bad proposals because of how much we were scanning? Because the way I look at this, I'm like, from what I remember from my Sarah training, that ideally you wanted to at least get to the contralateral canine. And then the more data that I can give it from just a standpoint of not more data, like more like excess over scanning. I'm not advocating that, but if I can give it that it can see more of the teeth, it's going to have the AI built within the software is going to give me a better proposal and ultimately a better result. And so he's like, well, it's more. And so I call my dad like, hey, I got to ask something because it's one of these situations now where this kind of stuff drives me crazy. And it drives me, and some of you may be going like, well, what's the big problem? If it's more accurate, even if it's just a little more accurate, why not do that? And the problem is because there are indications where we want to have the whole scan. Meaning like when you make surgical guides, I believe in cross-arch stabilization. I don't like quadrant guides. I want them to be a whole guide. When you prep 6, 7, 8, you know, 8 teeth for veneers or crowns or whatever that looks like, you need other teeth in the arches to mesh data for design. So there's different indications where having this data is better for us. And I look at things I just look at things slightly differently because I look at it from much a bigger perspective. I guess that's the thing that I've been wired somewhat differently than like my dad and a lot of dentists is that I do tend to err on the non-detail side of things. Like I'm the big picture scalability side of things. It's the difference between why on some level our practice went from, it was no disrespect to my dad, but it was one practice, one doctor, one practice for 25 years. And now it's a 6 doctor practice in 5 or 6 years time, 7, 8 years time. And gosh, I'm getting old already. That's crazy. But my point in this is that we lose sight sometimes of the big picture. So in my situation, I was like, well, here's the problem, Dad. Maybe there is a level of accuracy in this one indication where you're doing one crown where less data maybe helps. It's more accurate. And so I said, here's the problem with it though. One is that prime scan related or is that digital impression related? Because what I know is that not all digital impressions are the same. They're not all equal when it comes to accuracy. The second thing I said was now all of a sudden we have to have our people, whether it's associate doctors, whether it's myself, whether it's my team members, now have to critically think to work through and process whether or not they actually should be doing this. And that was a concern for me because I think my challenge is I want us to hit the mark more often than not. What I don't want is to miss the mark. And the challenge is that when we create a mark that becomes so tiny or so unique or specific to a certain thing, it becomes more and more challenging for us to hit the mark. So I want you to picture a bullseye. And on a normal bullseye, you've got all the different rings, right? And the goal is to hit the bullseye in the center of the bullseye. And I want you to think of it like, okay, I'm trying to play a normal bullseye where anywhere on the bullseye board is good, right? Like there are areas where we can be better, we can improve, but at the end of the day, there's a level of like clinical acceptability, I'm going to put that in air quotes, where if I hit the bullseye, that's a win. What I hear from a lot of dentists and what I hear from my dad, what it made me think of is now wipe that whole board clean. Don't just focus on the middle part. That's not what I'm saying either. And I want you to put little bullseyes all over that map. So picture your big bullseye, your big circle, but instead of having the normal bullseye on there, you have like 25 mini bullseyes on that target. And so now what I'm asking my team member or my doctor to do is I'm saying, I need you to understand which bullseye to hit for which indication, and then I need you to hit that bullseye. That becomes very, very challenging. And the problem is now my margin for error is significant because yes, I may hit some random bullseye on there, but if the goal is to hit one, and if I don't hit that one in the right way, now all of a sudden, maybe I hit the wrong bullseye for the other issue. Like let's say that now a team member hears, well, we take quadrant scans because those are more accurate. Then the patient comes in for a surgical guide. Now we take the quadrant impression. Guess what just happened? I just missed the bullseye. Now I don't have the data that I need. Now I have to bring the patient back. Versus if I just painted my picture of the big bullseye, maybe I don't hit the exact indication because I get full arch scans on everybody, but now I always hit the target. Does this make sense? Like I think, and again, like I just, it's to me, it's such a practical way of thinking is I'm not saying that you as the listener can't critically think and make the right decision at the right time. But that's also based off your level of experience, your training, et cetera. And frankly speaking, we typically suck at passing that information down to the rest of the people in our offices. And so now I'm putting myself in a position to where when I delegate dentistry thing, when I delegate things out, regardless of whether it's HR, whether it's hiring, whether it's inventory, whether it's hiring out dentistry with another dentist, you have to understand that like it gets watered down. Like there's no way, like the experience, everything is going to water down. Now, I'm not saying that please don't hear me wrong. I'm not advocating that things get watered down to the point of not clinically acceptable, not good work. And like, we will continue to strive. I will try to continue to strive to bring people up to deliver unbelievable quality care at a level that serves a lot of people. But what you're not going to do, and what I can't have happen, is I can't let the grading scale be this, be the one bullseye in the middle that if we don't hit that, we're not doing our job. You know, it was funny. This came up again with my dad like a year or two ago, and we were onboarding one of our doctors, and I was wanting to basically give this procedure that we had diagnosed and treatment plan to one of the new doctors, and my dad was like, "Well, I have a problem with that." And I was like, "What's the problem?" He goes, "Well, he can't do it as good as I can." And I said, "Well, Dad," and I looked at him like, you know, just eye to eye. And I said, "Dad, if you're the bar for clinical excellence, we should all go home. If you're the bar for clinical excellence, we should all go home." And that, look, this is going to hit some of you square in the face because some of you have struggled with associates in the past because you expect them to be you. You expect them to be you. We forget that we sucked at one point. And maybe you didn't suck completely. Maybe they are worse. But like, if the bar is you, then your ability to grow, the ability to get out of your own way, the ability to be a leader, the ability to be an owner, the ability to not just be a employee in your business or be a dentist in your dentistness is going to be problematic. And look, even if you're an associate, you have to learn that if you don't leverage your people, your team members, that becomes problematic too. If you have to take all the scans, if you have to do all these different things, you always have to do your design, it ultimately holds you back. Every single one of you listening has a finite amount of bandwidth. And so my intentionality with my coaching and when I build systems in place is to say, here is a target, here is a bullseye that when we hit in the bullseye, we get good quality results. I'm not saying that there's not room for improvement, that over time I don't want to shrink the bullseye, but I have to understand that as I grow, the messaging gets watered down, my accountability naturally gets watered down because I can't see everyone and be with everybody all the time. And so I got to build systems in place that allow us to meet that standard. And for a lot of you, like I said, you're being held back because you've got all these mini bullseyes. It's like having a different bonding agent for like three different bonding agents in your practice. I'm not saying that there's not one bonding agent that may work better with another material. I'm just saying that when you have multiple bonding agents, now it becomes complicated. It becomes complicated. Multiple cements. All these little things add up, and then you get disappointed or frustrated when we miss the mark. So here's what I want you to hear from today. I don't want you to ever hear that the goal here is that we shouldn't strive for greatness because that is the goal. We also have to understand that it's a practice and that growth comes with a level of practice and training and accountability that's hard. And if we expect people to be there tomorrow, that won't happen. And we have to understand that just because you can process all these different things doesn't mean that our team can. And so as we train people, giving them all the information is not always helpful. Giving them good information and then over time unpacking more information is very helpful. I'll give you one more scenario and then we'll leave. If you came to we teach socket grafting and socket preservation at 3D Dentist. And one of the things that we really try to do in our intro level program is to make it as cookbook as possible. Minimal armamentarium, minimal products. We want to streamline it because we know that if we streamline it, it simplifies the process and the likelihood that you go back and implement and get started and make it happen goes up significantly. If the day you came, we just showed you every single bone graft material, every single membrane, by the way, which a lot of these are great, they work well, there are certain indications where some are better than others, but if I just gave you all that information and then you had to go back and wade through it, you would get that paralysis by analysis. And so I think this is just a really good thing to internally look at when you create systems and when you go to CE and you hear something, you don't just come back and be like, oh, quadrant scans, because they're more accurate. Because I think this is one of the biggest challenges that we have with some of this fundamental CE is we give you so much information that it just freezes everybody up and there's no actual movement forward. We actually don't help people because we don't even get to treat the people because we just sit there and worry about what are we going to do. And so I know that I will continue to be better, but what I will tell you is I'm going to at least be trying and working towards doing it so that I can actually be better. This was a hot take episode, so I hope you enjoyed it. If you disagree, let me know. I'm all down for the, you know, some good old-fashioned just discussion on stuff like this. But hopefully it challenges your way of thinking, and you know, that's what we like to do here at 3D Dentist. Otherwise, work smarter, not harder, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.